This is the Westwords podcast, a fortnightly production of Westwords, the Western Sydney Literature Organisation. Western Sydney is located on the traditional lands of the Darug, Gunungurra and Tharawal nations, and we acknowledge and offer our respects to all Indigenous people and to their elders past, present and emerging. Opinions and views expressed in this podcast are not necessarily those of the Westwords organisation. If you'd like to ask questions, offer feedback or simply learn more about what we do at Westwords, please visit westwords.com.au. All right, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to the Westwords podcast for today, the 17th of July. My name is James Roy. I'm the producer at Westwords, at least for a couple more weeks. I am heading off to do what I love to do, which is to write. I'm so heading back into the world of full-time writing and probably financial insecurity. Who knows? It's a tough time to be a writer in this country. It's always been a tough time to be a writer in Australia. We don't have quite the same level of support, government support or infrastructure in place to support writers in this country as they do in some parts of the world. But at the same time, we are fortunate to be living in a country where you don't get locked up for having an opinion, which is always great for a writer. One of the interesting things that I have noticed in my time in the writing industry in the last 25 years or so is the empty chair, which often is placed on the stage at a writers' festival. It's for the it's from Penn International, and basically what the empty chair is for is to represent the writers who would probably love to be at that particular festival but can't be because they're currently imprisoned or detained or perhaps worse for opinions they've expressed in their writing. So, and I it's something that I do like to do often for high school audiences too, is put a chair on the stage and point it out to the young people, because I think it's important that they understand that writers have enormous power, and they, in some countries like ours, they have enormous privilege. Having said all that, it's not a great time to be a writer financially. Apparently, writers aren't considered to be essential services, and I guess that's kind of true, except when it comes time in lockdown to go and watch Netflix and suddenly you discover that somebody's been writing a lot of amazing shows for you to watch on Netflix. Anyway, we won't get into all that, will we? Because that's all just a little bit kind of, well, we've been over it enough, perhaps, to warrant not going over it again. So today we're going to be talking about opportunities. There's three really great opportunities that I'd like to share with you today. And before I do that, to segue into that, in fact, I want to share a quote with you. Now, in the past, the quote of the day has been from somebody who was born on this day or perhaps died on this day, and but today it's going to be somebody who wasn't. In fact, this person, we're not even entirely certain what day they were born. We think it was the 3rd of January, and it was 2030 years ago, and the person I am talking about is Marcus Tullius Cicero, generally known just as Cicero. He was a Roman philosopher, statesman, orator who was born, as I say, we think on the 3rd of January, in 106 BCE. And this is what he had to say. This is his quote. "Times are bad. Children no longer obey their parents, and everyone is writing a book." So even 2,000 years ago, parents were despairing that their kids' generation would be the downfall of society, that everything that they'd worked for would be swept aside by the narcissism and self-importance of the modern youth. Just like now, really. And what does this tell us? Simply, I think it tells us that people are the same now as they've ever been. The same things drive them to behave the way they do now as they ever did. Lust, greed, power, fear, love, all of those things. But there's a bit more to this quote, I think. If you look at the last part of the quote, everyone is writing a book. Really? I mean, more than 2,000 years ago, people were reading books, laying them down when they'd finished and saying to themselves and each other, "Oh, I could do that." Now, of course, the publishing mechanisms were very different then. The offset press was still more than 1,500 years away. E-readers more than 500 beyond that. And even so, it would seem that there were people in ancient Rome who believed that they had something worth saying, that their words were worthy of preservation, that their views deserve to be heard just as much as those of anyone else. And of course, there would have certainly been those who felt that they were entitled to any success that came their way, just like now. Probably safe to say that there were people being published, I use the word in quote marks, back then who were hacks. Perhaps they got their big break because of family connections or because they just managed to jump on the crest of some zeitgeist. Perhaps they slept with the editor. Who knows? And by that same token, we can be confident that there were some remarkable writers mooching around Rome who never quite got that break, no matter how undeniable their talent. Again, just like now. But now perhaps you're writing a book. You, maybe you're illustrating a book, but you're now a creative. You're now trying to do what so many people before you have done and be a published writer or illustrator or whatever it might be. And good for you. Seriously, one of the freedoms we hold dear is the ability and the liberty to express ourselves, just as I said a moment ago. In this country, we don't get locked up for what we say. The truth is, no one has a right to tell you that your creative dream is frivolous or worthless or silly or unattainable. But at the same time, no one is entitled to success. So I guess my advice would be go ahead and write that book or illustrate that book, but keep in mind that you're not the only one doing so. And all this means is that all you can do is work hard to make your writing or your art better than everyone else's and hope for the best. Now, I'm going to segue that into our next point, but before I do that, just I need to point out this quote that I related is somewhat apocryphal. It's usually attributed to Cicero, but although unlike most of his other quotes, no one seems to be able to name the work from which it's taken. The other possible sources include an Egyptian priest, an Assyrian clay tablet, and a stone inscription from Turkey, and I don't know, probably Oscar Wilde or Woody Allen as well. But since these supposed sources are much older, 2,000 to 5,000 years older, in fact, than Cicero's relatively recent observation, it simply reinforces the point I'm making, really, that maybe 5,000 years before now, people were going, ooh, I could do that, I could write a book. So let's assume that you're an aspiring writer, and I'm going to talk for a little bit about some of the options that you have right now through Westwards. Now, the first one is for people who are identify them who. Now, the first one is for people who identify as diverse. And I'm going to read you the guidelines for this. This is a Westwards Varuna Emerging Writers Residential Program. So you need to be from Western Sydney, or have a link to Western Sydney. Maybe you were born here, maybe you grew up here. Perhaps you live there now. And this is run through Varuna, which is the National Writers' House in the Blue Mountains in Katoomba. It's a beautiful place run by some great people. And every year we go into partnership with them to hold a residential week in Varuna. It's this beautiful old building. It was actually given to the community by Mick Dark when his parents passed away. He turned the writer over to the writing community and said, I want this to be a retreat. And so now all through the year people go up there, notwithstanding COVID of course, people go up there and they spend a week eating amazing food and hanging out with other writers and feeling like they get a chance to work a little bit harder on their work than they might at home, because there's a little bit more time set aside and a little bit more peace and quiet. And as I say, every year we do a six-day residency with Varuna, in partnership with Varuna, and it's for emerging writers from Western Sydney. And these writers are diverse. Now, for the purposes of this program, when we say diverse, we're talking about First Nations, people who are culturally and or linguistically diverse, or living with a disability, or LGBTQIA+. And if you are in doubt about what diverse means, just get in touch with us, westwards.com.au or admin@westwards.com.au. Just get in touch with us and ask us, and we'll happily let you know what the story is. Now, the residency this year is going to be running from the 22nd to the 28th of October. And it's a mix of mentorship, private writing time, as well as social time for unstructured conversations. There's one-on-one mentorship and consultation with an industry professional. And last time it was Wei Chim, who you might recognise Wei Chim if you happen to watch the new season of Survivor. She turns up on Survivor. in the Brains camp. It's Brain versus Brawn, apparently. And Wei Chim, who is a very, very smart person, she is on Survivor. However, this was not quite as grueling as Survivor, I'm sure. Six nights accommodation at Varuna, including meals, amazing meals. And it's intended for the development of a current project where a significant amount of work has been completed. Now, prior to taking up the residency, successful applicants are required to submit the manuscript they intend working on. This is for the purpose of tailoring the mentorship to your needs, including finding the very best industry mentor for the group. Applications close on Monday the 2nd of August. So go along westwards.com.au, have a look at the page, check for the link, and you'll find all the information you require. The application actually goes through the Varuna portal, but the link and everything is on our website, and it might be for you. Now, we've had a number of very people have gone on to have very impressive careers. Omar Saker, who won the Prime Minister's Award for Poetry last year, was one of our Varuna residents, and there have been several others as well. We've had screenwriters, we've had children's writers, we've had non-fiction writers, playwrights, all sorts of different writers have been part of this program. So if you think this might be for you, now this forms part of what we like to call, a little bit jargony, I suppose, but the pathway of opportunity. And this one is for someone at the very beginning of their career who's actually done some work, has gone to the hard work of putting some stuff on the page, and now feels like they could use some advice and some mentorship. So once we know who the four people are who have been selected, then we can go about selecting a mentor. Now, on some occasions we've had two mentors. Sometimes we just have the one, sometimes we have one, and then another one comes in as for an extra session or so. And so that might be something that you find useful. One of the young women from last year, Nicole Catalina, she said, and I think she put it really nicely, a beautiful space of quietude, productivity and connection. This was equally a retreat from the everyday and an opportunity to affirm myself as a writer. So those dates once again, the residency itself is 22nd to the 28th of October, COVID allowing, and applications close on the 2nd of August. The second opportunity I'd like to talk to you about is if you are an illustrator. If you're an early career or emerging illustrator for picture books, children's picture books, then there is a tremendous opportunity that at the moment we haven't got as many applications as we would normally have at this time of year. And so there's never been a better year to apply. Now, this is for the Pinerolo residence. Pinerolo is the children's book cottage in Blackheath. It's run by Margaret Hamilton, who was an incredibly successful publisher of children's picture books for many years. She has also been instrumental in helping develop the Children's Book Council of Australia, which is really the powerhouse of the industry in terms of putting the books in the right hands. And Margaret has been the president of the CBC, I think, and a whole bunch of other work that she's done. But her current, and has been for a number of years now, passion is Pinerolo, which is the children's book cottage in Blackheath. It's in a beautiful part of Australia. And what we're talking about today is a week in residence at Pinerolo. So it's self-contained, it's self-catering, but it offers tranquility, inspiring work environment. There's a wood fire, but this is going to be in November, so you may not actually get to use the wood fire, but it has got air conditioning and a kitchen and a studio and everything you need to really do a similar thing to what we're talking about with Varuna. Because the other part of this is that you get to have daily consultations and mentorships with Margaret. Margaret is a professional publisher and very knowledgeable. And also she has a tremendous collection of picture books and children's books there for you to use as references. Now, the exact dates are a little bit flexible, but we're talking about a week in November. I think earlier on we were saying from the 2nd or something like that, but there is a certain amount of flexibility around when that can be. So your working environment will include art studio and facilities, phone and internet connection, and the daily consultations with Margaret. and it's a beautiful outlook, a wonderful place to work. So the applications for this close on the 31st of August. Now, it's been a fairly long call out, and we hope that we're going to get a real flurry of people at the end who apply. In the past, we've had many, many, many. And this time we haven't had many at all. And so I don't know whether it's because people are a bit fatigued at the idea of having to even think about going and staying somewhere at the moment. I don't know what it is. But if you or someone you know or care about is looking for an opportunity like this, this might be just the year to apply. In the past, we've done two in the year. This year and last year, we're doing one. Elizabeth Stewart was our last one. And she had a tremendous time. So again, if you're emerging or early career illustration and you have begun or will commence work on artwork for a children's picture book during the course of the proposed residency, please get in touch. You can go to westwards.com.au and look for the links. It's right there near the top, and follow the links and get your support material together, because this is an opportunity not to be missed. And finally, and this is probably the big one, I think. Now, I talked about the pathway of opportunity and how the Varuna one was for people who were very early on. If you are from Western Sydney, and this isn't necessarily for people who identify as diverse, there are three fellowships of $4,000 each to emerging writers from the greater Western Sydney region. They're open to emerging writers working in genres including fiction, non-fiction, journalism, poetry and song lyrics, writing for performance, writing online or new media, and other forms of creative writing. There's three of them. One of the fellowships will be granted to an emerging writer who's specifically writing for children and or young people, because writing for children and young people was one of Westward's original reasons for being, really. And illustrators with a demonstrated interest in the narrative through visual media may also apply. And as part of your fellowship, you receive a tailored program of mentorship over a 6 to 9 month period. So just to run very quickly through who we've just had. And we're getting to the very, very pointy end of the current fellows. One of our fellows, Emma Sandham O'Neill, has completed all of her activities, because part of this is not just the money that you get, but you also, there's a certain expectation that you'll put together a workshop, and the last 2 years we've done this as an online thing. You can go to our YouTube channel, Westwards Official, to find the different workshops there under the title Wise Words. And Emma Sandham O'Neill, hers is actually a really terrific video where she talks about interviewing techniques for when you're writing biography and how to put people at ease and how to get the best out of your subject when you're interviewing them. And she said, and her mentor was Simone Howe. Simone is a young adult writer from Queensland, she's a young adult writer from Victoria. And we felt that even though Emma's writing wasn't young adult per se, it had a certain bent in that direction. And she and Simone had a tremendous time, and Emma's work has progressed enormously. She said, "I can't thank Westwards and my mentor Simone Hale enough for this opportunity. The 6 month pivot in my work and in my journey as a writer has been absolutely vital, and I can honestly say that without it my draft would have little hope of publication." The other fellows from this year were Ala Alfaron and Vivian Pham, two friends who were working on a graphic novel together, and their mentor was Campbell White, who was a graphic novelist from Western Australia, and Kim Pham, who is actually a sister of Vivian, as it turns out, who is writing a screenplay and worked with Ian David, who is the acclaimed screenwriter of, he wrote Blue Murder, but a whole bunch of other amazing things as well. So previous recipients have included Peter Pilates, who worked on the manuscript for his debut novel, Down the Hume. Chloe Higgins' book, The Girls, and she went on to be shortlisted and a winner of the 2020 Victorian Premier's Literary Prize. 2019 fellow Fiona Murphy wrote a book called The Shape of Sound, and that was published earlier this year. And there have been several others beside. Previous mentors from the past 2 years have included Maxine Beneva-Clark, Melina Marchetta, Judith Beveridge, Campbell McKenzie, Jessica White, Wei Chim and several others. So there's three parts to each of these fellowships: development of your work as a writer, mentorship opportunities, and working with young people in Western Sydney. And as I said, that used to be something that we did by going into schools, but of course with the craziness of the last 18 months or so, we haven't really had the opportunity to do that, so they've done video workshops, and they've turned out very well. Applicants must be able to demonstrate a strong and or recent connection to the greater Western Sydney region. So you might have been born and raised in Western Sydney, you might have lived here for more than a couple of years, you might have worked in the region for a substantial length of time and within the past 5 years. So the closing date for this is the 16th of August, so it's about a month away. But there is a little bit of support material to get together for this. This program is supported by the Cultural Fund of the Copyright Agency, and we are, as always, grateful for what they do for us and how they support us at Westwords. So if you think this is something that you might benefit from, or somebody you know might benefit from, this can be a real kick along in your writing career. I should mention too that when we say emerging writers, we're talking about someone who is in the first 5 years of their practice. But if you have any questions at all about your application, about your eligibility, anything like that, please get in touch with us. You can either go to westwords.com.au or email admin@westwords.com.au, and we'll be happy to give you all the information that you require. So that's it for us for this fortnight. I'll be back in a fortnight with another podcast for you. Back in a week with another mini masterclass podcast. And I should mention the current one that's up there, which is trending very well, is in fact by Emma O'Neill Sandham, who I spoke about a moment ago, who talks about, it's basically a shortened version of the video that she made in a conversation about how to get the best out of interviewing people for your biographical writing. So thanks for listening. All the best in the upcoming week. Try and stay safe in these crazy times. And as we always say at the end of our podcast, happy creating.